Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500. Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, granite, quartz, porcelain, marble, and travertine tile and slabs. Their granite slabs and prefab countertop liquidation sale has been extended through March. They're offering up to 75% off on slabs and prefab countertops in slab yard with travertine and porcelain starting at just $149 per square foot. Call them today and mention the Kim Pagano Show and get 10% off your order. 805-604-1568. That's 805-604-1568. Or visit them online at www.surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. Surfaces USA. They'll help you make your dream home a reality. The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moorpark and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley. 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now, here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life here in the 805. I'm Kim. I'm here with Tom. And God, everybody slipped out of the studio, huh?
Everybody's gone, but we do have a guitarist in
the
studio.
There we do. We do. I'm really excited. We've got Maya Burns in the studio with us and her guitar, 17 years old, and a lot of history there. So we're going to find out a little bit more about that. And of course, she is here with the Rubicon Theater, and of course we're going to be talking with Michelle from Rubicon about their performing extras at the Rubicon, and I'm so excited to have her, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. In the meantime, I would love to talk to everybody and tell them our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And of course, that is the number that you can continue to win all these great things that we have to give away. And we want to share all those with you. With that, I want to also say to follow us on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. And of course, we would love to get a newsletter in all of your hand. We send out over 5,000 newsletters now, and all of them have all of our great guests in them, all the events that we have, and of course, all of the things that we're working with. So again, I'm so excited to have you be a part of our show. I do want to remind you that we have been here since 6 o'clock, and of course we had Dr. Laura on celebrating Women's Center, and she is the OBGYN. If you missed any part of our shows, you can always listen to our podcast, and that is on iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show, or you can go to our website, and that is kimpaganoshow.com. I hope that you enjoy our next hour. And again, I do want to remind you of our next show from 2 to 3, where we talk about some more Brighter Side of the 805. And if you are on Facebook, like our show, go to our show page, The Kim Pagano Show. We are almost like every day we add more visitors to there. And again, there's so many more opportunities to win. So, Tom, you want to talk about all of our great giveaways?
Let's start off with Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Try their delicious meat slow smoke daily in Hickory. That's Hickory Wood Burning Pits, located Thousand Oaks Boulevard in Westlake and Telegraph Road in Ventura. You can get a free kids' meal at The Habit, delicious burgers that have become an American tradition going back to 1969. Also, Freebird's World Burrito. They have your scratch-made dinner. It's covered. Kenwood Street in Agoura Hills. You deserve a little sparkle to brighten your day, too. With Kim, you can get VV Jewelry. Along with that, Saturday, May 7th, Access TLC Hospice Foundation is hosting the Kentucky Derby Gala. Don't miss the casino games, live auction, and Southern fashion. And plus, all on top of that, what else do we have? Friday, April 29th, if you need a laugh, win tickets to Comedy and Cocktails at Studio Channel Islands on Ventura Boulevard in Camarillo.
There you go. All right. And of course, I always like to start our show with a little bit of a positive segment. Disconnecting from our technology to reconnect with ourselves is absolutely an essential for wisdom. And gosh, we're going to be actually talking with one of our guests about unplug, raising kids in a technology addicted world. And so we're going to be talking with Dr. Lisa Strohman. And again, Michelle Hunter is going to be joining us to talk about Rubicon Theater. And so I would love to start off with a pair of tickets to the Rubicon Theater, one of my favorite venues out here. They do such a good job. Let's welcome Michelle Hunter. Michelle, are you there?
I'm here. Thank you so much for having us.
Of course. We've got Maya Burns in the studio here and with her guitar. And so tell us a little bit about what's playing right now, Extras.
Yes, it's an American premiere, and the play is based on the award-winning. It did very well on Broadway. It was nominated for 3 Tony Awards and won the Olivier Award for Best Comedy about 15 years ago. But this is an adaptation of Stones in His Pockets, and it's called Extras, and it's written by Sabina Berman, who is a very famous playwright in Mexico. And it stars these amazing actors, Bruno and Odiseo Bashir. And the Bashir brothers are just internationally famous actors. They're amazing actors. And this is being presented by Rubicon, but it's being produced also by Foro Shakespeare in Mexico. And these men are just amazing actors. And they really, the play is about, it's a very interesting play that is on a California border town, and this Hollywood film company comes to shoot a movie here, and the locals see it as an opportunity for them to get a little piece of the American dream. And it's very improvisational and very funny, and it's really a timely conversation right now about immigration and about our relationship with Mexico. So it's a really wonderful, amazing play to see. It's unlike really anything else. And just to see them is such a privilege for us to have them here in Ventura.
Thank you so much, Michelle. Michelle, tell us a little bit. So it's just the two brothers that do the whole entire play with, of course, Maya playing music, right?
Yes.
And so do you... Are they, I mean, kind of give us a feel. I actually went and saw it and really enjoyed it. They don't speak a lot of English. Is that correct?
It's in Spanglish.
Spanglish, exactly. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, it's Spanglish. So it's a mixture of Spanish and English, but there's certainly enough English for any audience member that doesn't speak Spanish to feel they would understand. But we did have a Spanish-speaking performance and it was fantastic. And we have another one on May 1st at 7 p.m.
So, oh, great. Okay, yeah. So definitely for anybody out there that really wants to see the authenticness behind it, correct?
Yeah.
So question, how long is the play?
It runs about 2 hours, and then there's a 15-minute intermission.
Okay, and just not to give it away, but sure. Basically they are two actors trying to get into acting, correct? They're extras, is that
right? And the whole play is the idea of extras in the literal sense of the term, as an actor on a set. Being an extra, being the background, if you will, and then it takes kind of the symbolism is being an extra in this country and playing in the background and being invisible. So it's an analogy on a lot of different levels. And these two actors play 15 roles between them, and seamlessly too as well.
They sure do.
Yeah, and they just go right into it, and there's a lot of physical movement. It's very engaging. It's exciting to watch. They play all these different characters, from the Hollywood film crew to the actual extras that are in the background and hoping to make it big, hoping that by being there they'll be discovered. And so they play a lot of roles between them, and it's just so exciting to watch it in real time, because they just slip right into these characters so immediately, and there is engagement with the audience as well. So it's really a lot of fun.
I love it. You know what? Let's have Maya play a little bit, and then we'll
Absolutely.
Take a really quick break. When we come back, let's talk about a little bit of their background of who they are, and how the audience actually gets to experience some of the stuff that they're doing.
Sure.
So Maya, let's we'll take you out of with our into our break. Go
Great.
Ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
This is an original called Se Ha Acabado. Las cuerdas de mi guitarra acordes tocan sin fallar, pero los pobres pajaritos roncos por llorar ya no quieren cantar. Que la canción miles de veces lo han cantado, pero una vez más. Ay, 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 ay.
Biodental
Beautiful.
Healing is not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry. Holistic Dentistry. Holistic Dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings, with extreme safe, protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. Located just off the 101 in Newberry Park, schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233. The Elite Theater Company has been entertaining, educating, and enriching its audiences since 1994. Their new venue at Channel Islands Harbor, Fisherman's Wharf, provides a unique and marvelous space for high-quality, live productions that bring together local talents of both amateur and professional performers. Come catch the Elite Series main stage show, Men of Tortuga, a comedy thriller that tells a compelling story of greed, power, bourbon, and barbarism, playing April 15th through May 15th. To find out more and to purchase tickets to their upcoming productions, call 805-483-5118. That's 805-483-5118. Or visit www.elitetheater.org.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back again, and thank you so much for joining us again. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, right here in the 805. And, of course, I do want to do a shout-out for Ventura County. YMCA is hosting Healthy Kids Day, a free event on April 30th, and that's from 10 to 2. Get your early bird registration for Summer Day and Sleepaway Camp at Sequoia Lake. Ooh, love stuff like that. that, and sign up for their summer programs. And you can go to www.ciyma.org/Ventura for more information, and RSVP on their Facebook event page. And of course, they're always such a great avenue for families, and of course, Healthy Kids Day. And that, again, is April 30th. So definitely check that out. All right. We are talking with Michelle Hunter, and we're talking about Rubicon Theaters. And, of course, they've got their exclusive extras going on right now. And it started on May 7th. And, Michelle, when's it going to be playing till?
It plays till May 1st. It opened April 13th.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
That's okay.
Yeah.
But we close May 1st. And May 1st, we have two performances. We have the Spanglish performance at 2 p.m., the matinee on May 1st. And then we have the Spanish-only speaking performance on May 1st at 7 p.m.
Ooh, I love it. You know what? I didn't give anything away. Let's throw another pair of tickets out there. And I'd love to get some of our listeners out there. Yours is one of our favorite giveaways, and they love it. So call in right now at 805-419-0008. We just had Maya play, and wow, she's beautiful.
She's amazing.
And, yeah.
She's really added so much to this play. I can't imagine extras now without her. And there's actually a concert we're doing. Everyone should come out to see her. She's such an amazing talent. We're so privileged and honored to have her here with us. And she's doing a concert on May 2nd at 7 p.m., and there'll be special guests, but she is, I mean, just to hear her voice, it's incredible. I mean, just brings tears to your eyes.
It really does.
Yeah.
And I was asking her how, you know, like, you know, who was her mentor, or how she learned, and she just... It's kind of like your gift, obviously,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very gifted.
I love it. So, okay, so tell us a little bit about, we were talking about the show, and you said that extras, they kind of include the audience.
Mm-hmm.
And so tell us a little bit about that.
They engage the audience. I mean, they talk to the audience. The fourth wall comes down in certain parts, and it's just very, it's very active, and there's a scene where they have the audience clap, and you just become a part of the show and the energy of that, and it's just so it's really wonderful to have that kind of intimate experience at Rubicon, and to feel like you're actually a part of the action, and in a way you're an extra yourself. I love that.
Okay, and I love their how do you say it? How they look on stage, and they're is it like kind of on? I don't want to give it away. Like the top of a mountain, is that?
No, it's. I mean, it's set on a border town, a California border town. It's sort of set in the desert, but it's the set itself is kind of simplistic. There's a lot of beautiful lighting and so forth, but the focus is really on the action.
I love the way the setting is. It's almost like they're on the top of the edge, right?
Right.
And
the edge of everything.
Yeah, the edge of life.
Right.
Yeah. And,
exactly.
And is that, so did I get it? Did I feel what they're talking about?
It sounds exactly like you got it.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So again, I do want to remind anybody that is just tuning in with us. Of course, Rubicon Theaters puts on the most amazing plays, and it's like a when you get there, you feel like a part of everything there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like one big family.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. And Michelle, you're doing a great job.
Thanks.
Give the information so that everybody can go and get tickets.
You can get, like I said, we run through May 1st, and you can get tickets by calling the box office at 805-667-2900, or you can order online at www.rubicontheatre, that's theatre.org, and just check it out. And we, like I said, we have Spanish-only speaking performance on May 1st at 7 p.m., and we also have the special concert, and really, she is definitely something. She is a huge rising star.
I mean, yeah, amazing. No, there's no question about that. And what day is that one?
That's May 2nd.
May 2nd.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. And what are the times on the May 2nd?
It starts at 7 p.m.
7. Okay, great. Let me ask you a question because I just think, you know, all the plays that I've seen there, how do you get involved in, how do you find?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Every play's different and everything is its own journey. And Extras has been a long journey, actually. It's been many years in the making. Sabina Berman wrote this play many years ago, like about a decade ago. And the Bashir brothers have been doing it in Mexico City for a couple of years to sold-out audiences. And it just, you know, you meet the right people at the right time. And the good thing about, well, the amazing thing about Rubicon Theater Company is we really pay attention to the, you know, the relevancy of the plays. And we want to bring something new to a large audience. And we found this play very compelling and entertaining, and it's socially relevant. And so it took many years for this play to eventually make its way to Ventura, but we're so grateful and honored and privileged to be able to bring this play to Ventura for its American premiere. And it's just an essential conversation that needs to happen.
I love it. I love it. Michelle, thank you so much bringing this to our show. And you know what, Maya, we'll have you, we're going to take another really quick break, but we'll have you sing one more. And I appreciate you being here.
Yeah.
All right. Stay with us. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, we're talking about Rubicon Theater. And we would love to have you go check out their U.S. premiere Extras. And, of course, starring the Bashir brothers and April 13th through May 1st. Definitely get your tickets. And I think you'll really enjoy it. And you can go to Rubicon Theater, R-E at the end, .org to get your tickets. All right. Thank you, Maya. And thank you, Michelle.
Rubicon Theater is Ventura County's premier destination for professional theater. Join the Kim Pagano Show at the first main stage performance of 2016. Extras, playing April 13th through May 1st in Ventura's downtown cultural district. In this hilarious comedy, a Hollywood film crew arrives in a small border town in California to shoot a movie, wreaking havoc on the fragile ecosystem. The Beecher brothers play all the characters, starlet, director, and the locals on the set. To purchase tickets, visit www.rubicontheater.org or call 805-667-2900. That's 805-667-2900. Do you feel stuck and you just don't know why? Do you find yourself pushing others away? Are you not where you thought you'd be in life? Lorraine Crane, transformational coach and founder of Finding Blind Spots, will help you unblock the barriers you face in your life and move beyond your self-imposed limits. She'll teach you to explore, reveal, and conquer your negative thought process to create positive and productive changes. What are you waiting for? Discover and conquer your blind spots at www.findingblindspots.com. That's www.findingblindspots.com.
Did you know that the number one killer of babies is premature birth? In the U.S., 1 in 10 babies are born too soon, and an early birth may have lifelong health problems. Help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects by supporting our local March of Dimes event. Get a team together, fundraise, and walk at this year's Ventura County March for Babies, taking place at Caneo Creek North Park in Thousand Oaks, Saturday, May 14th. We need your help to give every baby a fighting chance. Sign up today at marchforbabies.org.
Are your chili taste buds ready? It's just about time for the 40th annual Thousand Oaks Chili Cook-Off and Classic Car Show. Mark your calendars for Sunday, April 24th. The extravaganza will be held at Conejo Creek Park North at Thousand Oaks from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. and is presented by the Rotary Clubs of Thousand Oaks and the Conejo Valley. Visit the Kids Zone and enjoy the music, food, and classic cars. Kids 10 and under are free, and win tickets to the Chili Cook-Off here on the Kim Pagano Show.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life, the Kim Pagano Show, Brighter Side of Life here in the 805. And I do want to talk about something that's coming up. And of course, that is the 33rd annual California Strawberry Festival. And of course, it's happening May 21st and 22nd in Oxnard. You can go for more information to strawberry-fest.org. And I do want to do a shout out to a sixth grader, Luz Gonzalez from Robert Frank Intermediate School in Oxnard, on winning the 2016 Youth Art Contest. And congratulations on that. Also, I do want to remind you of our phone number here, and that phone number is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. That is the number that you can call in so that you can win all these great things that we have going on here. And right now, I'd love to give away Friday night, April 29th. We actually have tickets to Need a Laugh, win tickets to Comedy and Cocktails, and that's at the Studio Channel Islands on Ventura Boulevard in Camarillo. Call in right now. I'd love to get you there. It's a great show. I went to the first one there, and oh my God, I'm telling you, great turnout. But not only that, it's just a really relaxed atmosphere, but with really good comedy. So I'd love to share those tickets with you. Call us right now. All right, we've got Maya Burns here, and of course, we're talking about the Rubicon, and she actually plays the music in Extras. But Maya, you're 17 years old.
Yes.
You're homeschooled. And so tell us a little bit about, one, if you were talking to other kids your age, you are so passionate about music. And what's your hopes and dreams?
Right now, this play, Extras, is a dream come true to not only be working with these amazing actors and Bruno, the director, as well. Right now, I'm just living in the moment because I'm just I wrote some music for the play as well as being in it. I play saxophone as well as guitar in the play. You may not see me, but you'll hear me, you know. And after this, I just want to keep playing and playing. I can't go a week without playing live. So
what does it do when you're playing? You know, our next guest is talking about Unplugged, and you said you didn't really grow up in computer age, right? And that's rare for a 17-year-old. But your family, you know, I have two boys that were homeschooled, so I get homeschooling, and I think that's such a great way, even though my daughters were in regular school, which is another great way.
Yes.
So you have to find what teaches you and what's your path. And so when you were learning life, okay, mm-hmm. and your parents were more unplugged, is that kind of what you said?
Yes, because I actually have three older sisters. I'm the youngest of four girls.
Yeah, wow.
So they all went to school. But when we moved to Mexico, I was 4 years old. So I went to school there. And I mean, we didn't have internet till I was probably 12. And even then, I wasn't like on it all the time. So I had a piano and I had my guitar. And I think that really helped me narrow my focus to my interests.
How did you learn how to play? Did you teach yourself?
When I was in kindergarten, I couldn't speak Spanish, and it was really hard for me to integrate and find friends.
Did you speak English right away?
I only spoke English. So someone from the school gives me the CD of ranchero music, the music I'm doing in the play. And I start listening to it, and I learn all the songs. So every day I go to school, and I just sing those songs. So that's kind of how I started in music in general, is in this genre.
And then you made friends from that.
And I learned Spanish. And I learned Spanish. So music has given me language. It's given me culture.
Wow. And so was it hard for you to learn, or did you just kind of pick it up and start playing?
Oh, no, it was pretty hard. I mean, I was singing, of course, just a cappella to my class. And then I guess when I was about 10, I learned guitar. And piano had just always been around my house. My sisters always went to piano classes, but they weren't that into it. So I started at 10, and that was just to accompany my voice. So it was all focused on voice, I think.
Right. And have you ever had voice lessons?
One or two here and there, but I haven't really stuck with those.
Wow, but you have a beautiful voice.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. So let me ask you, do either of your parents play?
No. Neither.
Wow. So what are your hopes and dreams?
Wow, my hopes and dreams are to keep playing and to keep composing and keep learning from these incredible experiences I keep finding.
How did they find you, or how did you find Rubicon?
My manager, Steve Binder, contacted Carolyn actually 5 years ago. I was 12 and had me sing for the owners of the theater, and they said, well, we can't really use her right now, you know, because they were in the middle of doing a Broadway show, you know. And so they contacted me last year, and they said, oh, would you like to do the show extras? And I read over it, and I was just like, oh my God, yes, I would love to be a part of this. So that's kind of
cool. So let me ask you a question, is what other things have you done since you do have a manager, right?
Before actually I had a manager, I opened Linda Ronstadt's concert.
Oh my God, really? Yeah, wow, what a huge accomplishment.
I was so lucky to be there. She found me on YouTube, and I was 11 at the time. I was singing at government events down in Baja California, touring with the program, and she found me, and she was like, oh my God, I want you to open in San Jose, California. So she flew me up there, and so that was like,
Maya, that is huge. That is so cool.
And that's when my parents started taking me seriously, because I had been saying since I was pretty much like, when I started speaking, I was like, I'm going to be a singer. And they were like, and you're going to be a fairy princess and whatever, you know. But I think that's when my parents like woke up and went, oh, okay, so this is what she really wants to do.
Wow, good for you. And now your parents, like you said, take you more serious now. And
they do.
Are they supportive of what you do?
Yeah.
How about your sisters?
They're good. They all went. They weren't musicians. They were interested in other fields. You know, they all went to college. And,
but they all support you.
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah.
We're just different worlds. You know,
your sisters and you. Yeah, there you go. That's how families are. So, Maya, take us out. Did you already lock everything up? Is it all out? Take us out with one more of your songs. I'm so glad that you're in our studio. I can't wait to watch your journey, and I love your passion. And again, I do want to remind everybody, go see U.S. Premiere Extras at the Rubicon Theater, and that's the Brashear Brothers, and of course, April 13th through May 1st, right here in Ventura County. Okay, go ahead, take it out, Maya.
Thank you, Kim.
Sí, ¿por qué? No entiendo, explícame de nuevo. Ya me perdí, ¿cuáles y cuántos? ¿Desde cuándo? De verdad, no lo sé, no lo puedo adivinar. Se escucha un no sé.
Have you ever thought about long-term care? MKN Financial Group provides long-term care planning and insurance that can be custom designed to cover expenses as you grow older. Long-term care can take place in the comfort of your own home, in adult daycare centers, and at assisted living or skilled facilities. With so many options to choose, Marcy Nunn can help you design a plan that is tailored for you. Call her today at 805-644-3535. That's 805-644-3535.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Are you over your stubborn belly fat? Do you wish you could get the fat out in half a day?
without the risk of being put under or heavy surgical fee? Go to 805lipo.com and check out Dr. Adrian Lara's incredible deal for HD liposuction. It's 100% customer recommended and performed by a Harvard-trained surgeon, voted favorite med spa 2 years in a row by VC Star. So what are you waiting for? Go to 805lipo.com before the offer expires. Are your chili taste buds ready? It's just about time for the 40th annual Thousand Oaks Chili Cook-Off and Classic Car Show. Mark your calendars for Sunday, April 24th. The extravaganza will be held at Conejo Creek Park North at Thousand Oaks from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. and is presented by the Rotary Clubs of Thousand Oaks and the Conejo Valley. Visit the Kids Zone and enjoy the music, food, and classic cars. Kids 10 and under are free, and win tickets to the Chili Cook-Off here on The Kim Pagano Show.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, that is The Brighter Side of the 805 and The Kim Pagano Show. I do want to give out our phone number here, and that is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. I would love to give away a pair of tickets. And of course, that is Kentucky Derby Gala and Run for the Roses, and it's all about the healthcare awards. That is going to be in Lake Sherwood on May 7th, and I would love to share these with our listeners out there. Call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Also, if you are needing more information on it, you can go to Access TLC Foundation, formerly Loving Heart Hospice Foundation. And I'm telling you, it's going to be so much fun. So you can kind of get your favorite hat out there and all that good stuff. All right, our next guest is Dr. Lisa Strohman, and of course, her book is Unplug, Raising Kids in a Technology-Addicted World. And of course, Dr. Strohman, are you there?
I am.
Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about yourself and who you are.
So my background is I'm an attorney and a psychologist. I went through a program that basically trained us on both areas, and I did a lot of work with children, advocacy things while I was going through the program, both legally and psychologically. And then I did my dissertation with the FBI as a visiting scholar with the Bureau, and worked in, again, with kids issues in the profiling unit, and really was able to see firsthand some of the things that our world is kind of introducing to kids. So.
Yeah, it's interesting. I just had my guest before, a 17-year-old who's playing guitar and saxophone, and she was homeschooled. She said she really never really had the internet until she was after 10 or 12. And it's so, I mean, that's so different than probably most of the world, right?
It is, absolutely.
Yeah,
it,
I mean, yeah. Babies have, you see babies with iPhones or babies with iPads, and it's kind of like a little scary. I have three grandchildren, and I'm like, oh gosh, you kind of don't want to give them that right off the bat, you know, but what's your thought on that?
I think that's great. I just did an interview yesterday with a publication for 50 and over for grandparents on kind of understanding technology and how it can really rob you of that interpersonal connection with your grandkids, because I think that what happens is that brain center, and I'm really probably at a little bit outside the cusp of the general part of psychology, but what I'm seeing is that technology is changing the structural development of the brain, and it's changing it in ways that make us less interpersonally connected with others.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, well, it's funny because most of us have, you walk into almost any restaurant nowadays. This is scary. And, you know, I see a lot of people make fun of it because they'll walk away and then they'll take a picture of all three of you guys and everybody's in there with their phones and their head in their phones. Correct?
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah. What are we teaching our children, and how can we unplug?
I think that we're teaching them that it isn't really important to have a relationship with people in real time, and that to be constantly open and accessible, and it doesn't give them any opportunity to recognize that there's a circle of difference of the people that we have in our lives that are surrounding us and those that we may have affiliate relationships with that are kind of online. I'm beyond believing that we can keep kids completely offline at this point, because schools are putting them online for various reasons, and educational demands are putting them online for reasons. So, you know, again, like I'm a realist in the sense that, and I'm not anti-technology, but I think that what we're really examining and seeing is that people are not connecting with one another, and we're giving a culture that says it's okay.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, here in the 805. And we're talking with Dr. Lisa Stroman, and we're talking about her book, Unplug. Dr. Stroman, is this your first book?
It is. Yeah.
Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
So what are some of the signs you or a loved one is experiencing in technology addiction?
So a lot of times you'll see kind of an overarching apathy come into play. Again, kids, adults alike, but you'll see that there's kind of some increased need to use technology and that apathy or loss of interest in previous things that you enjoyed. And it impacts like both school or work and the fact that you're kind of not able to fully engage in that. So those are some of the big probably behavioral factors that we see and why we get people coming onto our site and into our clinic.
And what is your site?
Technologywellnesscenter.com.
Wow. So they actually, okay. So, yeah. And who is the most people that are tuning into that? Is
coming
it,
into, the, you know, obvi- I we wrote this, I wrote this, yeah, I'm a parent. I have a 7 and 8 year old. So I definitely am in this because 10 years ago, I noticed that my practice was changing and it was implicating more technology-based issues. And then as a parent, I thought, I've got to get this information and research out there. And I thought that we were creating the site mostly for professionals in education and parents. But oddly, I get a lot of middle school, high school kids that are coming on board and asking questions that they can't get the answers to anywhere else.
So, okay, what about all the bullying? I mean, you know, I'm just going to take the bullying out of it for a second. You post something on Facebook or Instagram or Snapchat, and if you don't get a lot of likes, there's something that doesn't feel good inside you, right?
Yeah, we have higher rates of depression and anxiety amongst kids than ever before based on that lack of gratification or affirmation that they're getting when they're posting things.
Okay. Then on top of that, if you or your friends don't respond to you, maybe, and Facebook doesn't always, or any of the other sites, sometimes you can't see it. So people are taking it as a negative thought, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of thinking like, okay, they just can't see it, but it's really, I mean, there's so many things that it's feeding in a negative way.
It's totally playing into that feeling of rejection is what I see a lot, and then confidence. So it erodes the confidence because it's feeling like if somebody isn't liking something, it's because they're actually rejecting it actively, which isn't obviously what you just pointed out is not always the case.
Correct, correct. I mean, there are some amazing things that, you know, we can that we can use because, you know, we can use 24/7. We could be at home in our pajamas now, and, you know, and a lot of, and that's actually hurting us too, because you see all these stores that are closing because everybody can get everything online at 24/7, correct?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So what are some of the physical and behavioral psychology effects of technology overuse?
So some of the physical ones, if we want to start there, are probably the biggest one I see is weight change. And I say change because it really depends on the kids on whether or not it's actually going to be a weight gain or loss. And because sometimes I'll have kids that are actually athletes or something like that, and then they go in game and they're not eating, they definitely will start to lose weight versus put weight on. And so I wanted to really underlie that because that's pretty important for parents to know. It's just a change in weight because it can go either way. But then you've got vision problems are probably number two or close one, 0.5, because what we're seeing is that kids' eyes having been fixed at 18 inches or 17 inches away from a screen at all given times, they're not exercising their eyes like they did when they went outside and played catch or did things that were offline. So we're seeing a lot of they can call it different things, but there's like convergence issues that are happening, and then there's like nearsightedness issues that are coming into play as well.
Wow, those are serious. You know, will you stay on with us? We need to take a really quick break, but then I figured we would talk about some of the other addictions and how it actually leads a lot to drug or alcohol, correct?
Absolutely.
All right. Stay with us. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And I do want to do a quick shout out, and that is for Ventura Water. Today, April 23rd, is support our planet with the Earth Day EcoFest, and that is from 10 to 5 over at Ventura Beachfront Seaside / Promenade Park and Surfers Point Boardwalk. Parking is $5, but valet bike parking is free, so go green. Anyways, today, again, April 23rd, Ventura Water Support and Earth Day EcoFest, 10 to 5. So I hope that I see you all out there. Stay with us. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'd love to do a really quick giveaway. And gosh, what do we have here? How about some Dickie's? Actually, you know what? Okay, some Dickie's Barbecue. And if you haven't already tasted them, they're located in Thousand Oaks, Westlake, and Telegraph Road in Ventura. I'd love to share those with you. And again, all you have to do is call in at 805-419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Rubicon Theater is Ventura County's premier destination for professional theater. Join the Kim Pagano Show at the first main stage performance of 2016. Extras, playing April 13th through May 1st in Ventura's downtown cultural district. In this hilarious comedy, a Hollywood film crew arrives in a small border town in California to shoot a movie, wreaking havoc on the fragile ecosystem. The Beecher Brothers play all the characters, starlet, director, and the locals on the set. To purchase tickets, visit www.rubicontheater.org or call 805-667-2900. That's 805-667-2900. Do you feel stuck and you just don't know why? Do you find yourself pushing others away? Are you not where you thought you'd be in life? Lorraine Crane, transformational coach and founder of Finding Blind Spots, will help you unblock the barriers you face in your life and move beyond your self-imposed limits. She'll teach you to explore, reveal, and conquer your negative thought process to create positive and productive changes. What are you waiting for? Discover and conquer your blind spots at www.findingblindspots.com. That's www.findingblindspots.com.
Did you know that the number one killer of babies is premature birth? In the U.S., 1 in 10 babies are born too soon, and an early birth may have lifelong health problems. Help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects by supporting our local March of Dimes event. Get a team together, fundraise, and walk at this year's Ventura County March for Babies, taking place at Caneo Creek North Park in Thousand Oaks, Saturday, May 14th. We need your help to give every baby a fighting chance. Sign up today at marchforbabies.org.
Are your chili taste buds ready? It's just about time for the 40th annual Thousand Oaks Chili Cook-Off and Classic Car Show. Mark your calendars for Sunday, April 24th. The extravaganza will be held at Conejo Creek Park North at Thousand Oaks from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. and is presented by the Rotary Clubs of Thousand Oaks and the Conejo Valley. Visit the Kids Zone and enjoy the music, food, and classic cars. Kids 10 and under are free, and win tickets to the Chili Cook-Off here on The Kim Pagano Show.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us. I'd love to get a pair of tickets out there to Men of Tortuga, and that is playing all the way through May 15th, located on Victoria Avenue in Oxnard. And of course, we're talking about Elite Theaters. And if you haven't been there, it's a great theater and a great play. So we'd love to share those with you. And again, you can always go to elitetheater.org and call us right now at 805-419-0008. We're talking with Dr. Lisa Strohman, and we're talking about her book, Unplug, Raising Kids in a Technology Addicted World. And Dr. Strohman, you talk about technology addiction is comparable to addiction to drugs or alcohol. How so?
So you have an area in your brain that demands us seeking new behavior, and that neurotransmitter is called dopamine. And so when you have something that has a chemical release associated with it, so for instance, you know, they can really study now and have a brain imaging scan set up when a text message comes through. And what they're seeing is that that's a release occurs anticipating who it is that might be sending us a message. So that, quote unquote, we call it kind of a feel-good chemical in our brain, is really kind of teaching us to seek out our next message and then our next message. And so if you apply it to technology and understand that there's an increase in us wanting to have more pleasure in our system, our bodies are built that way, that we tend to become more adept at getting more pleasurable information. So there's something, you know, just to keep it kind of simple, is that there's receptors, and there's, if we're born with 10 and we continue to kind of stimulate them, our body says, well, maybe we need 20, and then maybe we need 30. And that's what happens when we put a drug into our system, like heroin or a cocaine or something like that. New receptors get built to receive that drug in place. And what we're finding with technology is that we're actually restructuring the brain, and we're, again, creating new receptors for the dopamine that we personally release. It doesn't have to be a substance. And that's causing people to spend more and more time and seek it out more and more.
Wow. Okay. And what is your background again? Did you say you're an attorney?
I'm a psychologist and an attorney.
You are a psychologist too. And what are your ages that you see? Is it mostly kids?
So I practice with, I used to be teens and above, 13, and now since kids are getting technology at such an early rate, I deal with technology-related issues all the way down to like 9 or 10,
mm-hmm.
And I see adults as well, but corporate, you know, I deal with like kind of how to manage technology in corporate settings, and my practice really is, though, primarily working with schools and understanding how they can address some of the issues that they're finding now.
And you know, we live in a world that everybody at school, are they still allowed to have their phones there?
Are they?
Okay, so we're kind of fighting. I mean, I was one of the creators for our technology school. It was we were like one of the first schools to have computers, and I helped, you know, bring that in and have all the parents help pay for it. We started a safe place for, you know, kids to, you know, only to have computers out where your parents and could see who you're, you know, who's going on. We brought in police and sheriffs and, you know, to kind of explain all the dangers of it. Is that something that we're going to find in your book?
You know, not in this book. My next book I'm working on is called Technology, the Gateway Drug.
Mm-hmm.
And that one has a lot of that. It talks about kind of how technology is a portal and how we need to protect and how to really work on that. Part of this book talks about, the Unplug book talks about kind of strategies that parents and people can take to do those guidelines. But if you're talking about specifically kind of the dangers involved, the next book is going to come out with that.
Okay. And so what are the tips that we're going to find from your book, Unplug?
So a lot of them are going to be really practical pieces of advice on how to manage it, tracking it, and how to manage it. So I have a whole chapter that talks about how do you start by doing kind of a tracking and just identify like what it is that people are doing either in the house or in a program or something like that. And then the next one, you know, I do also talk about boundaries as well. And that talks about, you know, just understanding that with telephones and computers and even gaming consoles, that you should have some sort of agreement in place or a contract, or you want to call it, in the house where everybody knows what the rules are. And that's really important, because I think that if kids understand that you're setting up boundaries, then they know how far they can go.
You know, Dr. Strowman, and I really want to take that even one step further. I think that in life, marriages, in work, in school, in anything that you're entering into, I want to say a boundary, but into a new situation, we should know what the rules are. You
Absolutely.
Know what I mean? I think that's probably our biggest thing that I keep finding. If we don't know what the rules are, guess what? Any rules go until we all of a sudden, you know, go, oh, that's not okay, or that's not working. But if we're set up ahead, people really want to comply.
Absolutely. That's a fantastic point.
Because I
do with kids a lot, I talk about, you know, you have to go from expectations of what parents have, or like you said, with adults or marriages, what are the expectations? And then once you have equal expectations, then you can move into the phase of acceptance, which is that's where I find that you kind of have a blissful, kind of peaceful life, is if you can accept that both people accept the terms that you've agreed upon. So absolutely.
Yeah, I love it. Okay, and what was your last tip?
So just keeping the technology out of bedrooms, keeping them in public places, things like that. Because for adults, I think the laptop came along. I've been married almost 25 years, and I think that when the laptops came out, that kind of also impacted marriages. And I saw it in my own marriage that it was really easy to kind of keep technology and keep us separate a lot more. So,
yeah.
You know, just like pay attention to like how much it takes you away from the people that are most important in your life.
Wow, that's a big one.
That's the best tip. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, what's interesting is I think now we're starting to read on our phones, okay? And so my husband's like, I'm just reading. Well, okay, you know, it's like you're still on your phone, you're still on your, you know, your technology.
Absolutely.
And so I love it. You know, this is such a great topic. I think it's worldwide. I think everybody's affected by it. And I just think that this is just another reminder of, you know, helping us raise our kids in a technology addicted world. And so I thank you so much for this book. Where do we get your book?
You can get it on Amazon or you can get it on Lulu, LULU.com.
Okay, great, great. And again, you know, it's just another reminder. They're just reminders of setting boundaries and really, you know, making sure that we're not hurting ourselves at the same time. So I thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
And I hope that you share our show with all of your, you know, all of your people too.
Oh, I absolutely will.
You
yeah.
got it. All right. Thank
yeah.
you so much.
Thanks.
We are at the end of our second hour. I do want to remind you that we are here every Saturday from 6 to 8. I hope that you get one of our newsletters that goes out every single week, talks about all of our events, all of our things that are happening. If you have a business or an event that's happening, please give us a call at 805-419-0008, or you can email me Kim@KimPaganoShow.com. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to work with you. And of course, we end all of our shows with a moment of happiness. When people go within and connect with themselves, they realize they are connected to the rest of the universe and are connected to all living things. With that, you have been listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I want to invite you to our 2 o'clock show. So I'll talk to you soon.